And Joy Spring, the classic tune, because spring is here, on the calendar anyway. But if you've been noticing how chilly it is at night lately, you're not alone. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass from the University of Washington, and we're going to talk about how that cold air shapes our spring in the Northwest. First, Cliff, happy vernal equinox.
Thank you. Yeah, yesterday was the first day of spring, but it's pretty cool out there.
And how's the forecast? Is it going to stay that way?
Well, today, there's a few remnant showers. It's going to get sunny later in the day. But with cold air over us, we're only going to get up into the lower 50s at best. So a nice day, but cool. Tomorrow is going to be a day that is much better to the south of Seattle than the north. A weak frontal system is coming in. So I think everybody's going to be dry in the morning. But during the afternoon, the clouds will thicken in, particularly north of Seattle. And by dinner time, even the late afternoon, there could be some light showers coming in from, you know, Everett up to Whidbey Island, up that way. So a little bit of rain, but decent south of Seattle. And eastern Washington should be pretty sunny, and temperatures getting up near 60. Then on Sunday, we should see an improvement. The front will move through. The temperatures will warm up a bit, but there will be still considerable clouds. So I would expect the temperatures to jump up into the 50s, you know, maybe even the mid to upper 50s. And then on Monday, that should be the warmest day. We're going to be flooded with warm air coming from the south. There'll be considerable amount of clouds, but it will be warmer, and temperatures will jump up into the 60s, some places even the mid-60s. So Monday will be the warmest day, and we're going to have to deal with some of this cool air for another day or two here.
So we're going to have a nice Monday, but first we have to deal with some pretty cold temperatures, especially at night. I even saw some hail one evening earlier this week. How does that happen?
Well, the great irony is, although the surface temperatures, you know, temperatures at the surface and in the lower, very lowest part of the atmosphere, actually warm up as you get past early January, the air above the surface, let's say 5,000 feet or above, actually cools down until now. So to put it another way, the coldest air of the year is above us right now at this time of the year around the spring transition. And the reason for that is kind of interesting. The sun gets stronger after December 21st. Everyone knows that, and those sun's rays warm the surface, and that is able to allow the temperature at the surface to warm up pretty rapidly as you get into January. But the air above takes time. It has a lot of what we call heat content. It's just like a big flywheel, and it doesn't warm up very quickly. And it actually cools down a bit as we get into January, February, and even early March. So the air above us is quite cold this time of the year, while the surface is starting to warm up. And that has some really big implications for thunderstorms.
And hail too, right?
That's right. I've talked about this before a few times, but to get thunderstorms, to get cumulus, convection, you need the temperature to change rapidly with height, to cool rapidly with height. And so during the spring, everything comes together. We're warming the surface because the sun's getting stronger, but the atmosphere aloft is staying cold. And so we get a big difference in temperature in the vertical, and that helps to produce convection. This is just like in your cereal pot. You heat the bottom and it starts convecting, the cereal goes up and down. The same thing happens in the atmosphere. But when we have convection, we get thunderstorms, and the strong thunderstorms, like we often see in the spring, can be associated with hail, heavy showers, and even some lightning.
Right, and the opposite thing happens in the fall, right, Cliff?
That's right. The atmosphere stays warm as we get into fall, but the surface is starting to cool. So instead of getting more unstable, it becomes very stable. And we have a lot of things like fog and air pollution.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.